Welcome back to the Clear Admit MBA Admissions Podcast. Today's episode is about how to make the most of an MBA fair. So if you go to an MBA fair, what are the do's and don'ts? How can you sort of get the most out of it? And because I am by no means an expert on MBA fairs, I've asked a very special guest, Jonathan Kayat. Am I pronouncing your last name right, Jonathan?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Now having a brain.
That's perfect.
All right. So Jonathan is from Access MBA and does actually helps organize and promote all kinds of MBA fair activities. And just a quick bio on you, Jonathan, though, because you have not been working on this side of the table forever. You actually have a background in admissions and MBA admissions. Isn't that right?
Yeah. So before joining Access 4.5 years ago, I worked at McGill University. I'm based in Montreal, Canada, and I was in charge of recruitment and admission for the MBA program at McGill. So definitely I'm very much aware of what's going on the other side. And also that's one of the reasons why I was recruited at Access is because of my knowledge of the school side as well.
Right. So I guess what's great about this discussion that we're going to have is you've literally been on the other side of the table talking to applicants as they arrive at a fair and ask questions. And so maybe we'll get some good feedback from that side of it. But actually for the last, so it's been like more than 10 years now that you've been in and around kind of all things MBA recruitment and admissions. So I really think that, I mean, you're kind of the perfect guest to talk about this stuff with. So why don't we, just to dive in right away, I just want to know, you know, what is an MBA fair and what sort of happens at these events? Because I know some of our listeners are really early stage in the kind of, you know, pursuing an MBA or thinking about the MBA as an option. And they've probably heard about fairs, but may not exactly know what it is. So let's just give them an outline first.
Well, an MBA event, I'd like to call it more an MBA event, is your first contact sometimes with the business school. So you have the opportunity of, you usually have 25, 30 schools in the room. Some are local schools, some are international schools. And this is your opportunity really to gather information about programs, different programs, different options, whether you're not sure if you want to do a full-time MBA or part-time MBA, or maybe even you qualify for an executive MBA. So you have a unique opportunity to speak to 30 recruiters or director of admission from business schools, asking questions that are related to you, to your case personally, getting answers for them. So I would say it's, if you're looking for an MBA program, if you're asking yourself if the MBA is the right thing for you, definitely take the 2-3 hours of your time. Well, sometimes happen on the Saturday. So, but still, I think it's a very important step in going into the right direction, not only to know which school to apply to, but even to know if an MBA is right for you.
Okay. Yeah. So I guess in a nutshell, an MBA kind of event, like what we're describing here is, yeah, a chance to interact with a whole bunch of schools. And you said they're usually about 30, I guess at Access MBA events, it's about 30 schools, or I guess it maybe varies from city to city, depending on where you guys are.
Yeah, I would say it varies from cities to cities. Of course, it varies also on the size of the market. We make sure that everyone gets visibility, not only for the schools, but also we make sure that for the candidates, they're able to meet with the schools. So that's why we always limit the number of schools per event. And what we do also is that we also limit the number of schools per country. So for example, we know that candidates who are coming to MBA events are usually interested in several regions of the world in doing their MBA. So we make sure that we provide those opportunities as well to speak not only to schools from North America, for example, but also from schools from Europe, from Asia, because we also have interest there.
Okay. So now I'm going to have to ask you the kind of elephant in the room, you know, question, which is, why should candidates bother with these kinds of events? Like, I there's got to be some candidates listening who are saying, oh, I can just, you know, go on these schools' websites, learn about, you know, what they offer, whether it's right for me, et cetera. So what's the benefit of actually, you know, coming to an event and, you know, going around and talking to different schools in person?
I think it's true. I mean, I've been in this industry for many years and in higher education. And it's true that 20 years ago, I mean, you know, you had to go to those fairs because not everything was on the internet. And nowadays, everything is on the internet. But this is very broad information. Now, I think that the advantage of coming to those events are, first of all, you can ask questions that are specific to you. So for example, if you have a specific background and you're not sure, let's say I'm a musician, should I do an MBA or not? What is it going to bring to my career? This is not an answer that you will find on the internet. Second of all, sometimes people have personal question, especially international candidates saying, oh, I have a wife, I have a kid. What happens if I bring my wife and kid to the program? So I think that those events will give you a unique opportunity to ask questions that are specific to you, number one. And I think that number two as well, and we see that a lot in events where sometimes candidates comes to our event with a specific list of school that they want to meet. And then we encourage them to go and speak to more schools. And then they come back to us and say, wow, that was great, you know, because I went to speak to that specific school that you mentioned. It was never on my list, but it was an awesome conversation. And I think I'm going to apply. So sometimes what we do is we try to expand the horizon of those candidates to go and speak to as many schools as possible. And I would say the last thing is that let's say you're interested in five programs. You will have to spend five afternoons taking off work or five evenings to go and attend the information session from those schools, where when you come to an event, I would say in an hour and a half max, you've spoken to all the schools. So you don't have to waste five afternoons or five evenings doing that.
Got it. So, okay, so that makes sense. I guess one thing I was thinking of is when I did this for Wharton, because as you know, I used to work in admissions too, we would sometimes invite alums to be at the table with us too. So do you think there's any benefit there in terms of candidates getting a chance to talk to grads of the program? That's always been one thing that I've thought of.
Absolutely. I completely agree with you. We encourage schools to bring alum. We encourage school to bring current students because as much as I think that director of admission or recruiters are very honest about their program, they're working for the program. But I think that when they bring along alumni that were in the candidate seats a few years ago, that gives a whole different perspective about the experience of the alum. I think it's very important for the schools to have their somebody who is not working from the school, for somebody who went through that whole experience. Absolutely.
Makes sense. So, okay, so we've got some reasons why someone might want to attend. How do you think someone should prepare to attend this kind of an event? I mean, is it refreshing their resume, looking online at the schools to sort of come up with specific questions? Like what should candidates be asking schools when they get to these events? And, you know, like what should they be aiming to learn?
So I think they should take those events very seriously. The reason why I'm saying that is because if you recruiters have a very good memory, I can tell you that from experience. So if we meet someone at an event in San Francisco, for example, and that person made a great impression, was dressed professionally, brought along their CV was updated, they asked interesting questions, then if that person ends up applying, we will remember that candidate. And that will have an influence when we decide whether to accept this candidate or not. So I think this is very important. I'm not saying that this, you know, coming to the event will make or break your application, but it can definitely help if you make a good impression on the recruiter and if you end up applying for this program. So yes, I would say work on your resume, make sure your resume is updated, bring along a few copies of your resume printed. I know that we're in a digital age, but still recruiters like to see a copy of your resume when they speak to you. I think I would take it like if I was going almost to a job interview. So make sure that you're dressed professionally, ask the right questions. If you're going to meet with the specific schools, there is something that recruiters don't like is very basic questions about their school. Where is Stanford? Because you should by now, if you're going to meet with Stanford for 20 minutes, you should know where Stanford is located. So try to come up with more sophisticated questions, maybe questions that are not answered on the first web page of their website. That usually, if you come with challenging question, then you will make a good impression on the recruiter and they'll definitely remember you once you apply.
Okay, makes sense. And I guess, are there things other than the resume that someone should bring to one of these events? I mean, I guess maybe, I know we're talking digital age, but should they bring something to take notes with, or what's your view on that?
Well, it always looks good when you take notes, of course. And I think that after a day at an event where you maybe you spoke to 7-8 schools, you don't remember who told you what. So I think that having a notepad and taking notes definitely will help, because then you will remember things a little better. Again, I think that really what's really important is the first impression, bringing your resume along. I know that some candidates sometimes come with their parents. I mean, you're an MBA fair, you're 27, 28. I think that you can come alone. That's fine. You don't need your parents with you. But we do see it sometimes, which is funny. No, I think really like first impression, come with a resume, updated resume, come prepared with some interesting questions, and then the rest should do it.
So here's kind of a one-off question, and that is that, you know, when you're researching programs and at this phase of the process, you may not have, like, you haven't written your essays yet or really thought through, like, okay, exactly what am I going to do with the MBA, and what's, you know, what's my career plan? What's my post MBA target employer, you know, or type of work that I want after business school? And yet, you know, that's a vital part of the application process. And so I've always wondered, like, what's the fine line between, you know, because you're going to get in a conversation potentially with an admissions director or an admissions representative or even an alum, and they remember you. You know, these people remember you. So, like, do you have any advice on that? Like, how much do you need to know? Like, does it make sense to go to a fair having already kind of thought through, like, okay, here's why I want an MBA. Here's, like, my kind of career plan if I'm asked. Or do you think it's okay to be a little bit more, you know, fluid with it?
I think you should have a plan. I mean, there's nothing, I remember when my day as a recruiter where people would say, oh, I don't know why I'm here. Like, they come to you at those events, say, I don't know why I'm here. So you kind of, if you don't know why you're here, I don't know either. So that's, you want...
Was that the moment that their parents kind of jerked them by the arm and said, you know why you're here, we told you to come.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Or people telling you, oh, my dad told me, or my mother told me I should do an MBA. No, you don't want to give those kind of answers. I mean, it's okay not to know exactly what you want to do, but you need to think about a plan, because you want to, the recruiters are in front of you, they want to know that you have a little bit of an idea where you want to go. They don't want to hear somebody who's like, I have no clue what I want to do after an MBA, I'll hope that you guys will tell me what to do. No. So maybe you can say, you know, I'm interested maybe in strategy, or maybe in consulting, or maybe in finance. I'm hesitating. So try to have at least plan A, plan B, plan C. And you can explain those different plans. Or you can say, I'm very much interested in working in the technology sector for a company like Apple or Google or Facebook. So I think that's when you have a little bit of an idea of what you want to do after an MBA, you're kind of reassuring the recruiter that is in front of you. So even if you're, and something that I always say, I mean, things can change. I've seen people when I was at McGill who came to the program, and I remember interviewing them and say, I want to go into finance. This is what I want to do. And then 6 months in the program, they say, you know what? I've had those courses in consulting and strategy. This is amazing. And this is what I want to do. So you have the right to change when you are in the program. Nobody is going to hold you accountable. Oh, you said in your essays you wanted to go in finance, and you have to go in finance. No. But I think that definitely when you speak to recruiters at the event, have at least a plan of where you think you want to go. Don't tell them that, oh, you have no clue.
Okay. Yeah, makes sense. Good advice. What's the dress code for these events? I mean, you talked about how sometimes they're on a Saturday or in the evening, but is there, like, do you have any advice on that? Because I hear all kinds of conflicting reports, and I see people dressed very differently at these events. So what's your take there?
As I said, for me, going and meeting, so what people don't realize is that when you go to those events, you are going to be talking, you're going to be sitting in front of someone who sits in the admission committee, who will make the decision if to accept you into the program or not. That person will have their say, will have their vote once you make it to the admission committee. Now, what also is that usually the vote of the person who met you in person has usually more weight than the other ones. I'm not saying in terms of numbers, but in terms of the perception, which means the person who is sitting at the admission committee would say, hey, I met Graham at the event. He was, you know, really professional, asked some great questions, And he made a really good impression of me. So the other people on the admission committee who didn't meet you in person will listen to what the person who met you in person has to say. So I think that sometimes candidates don't realize that coming to those events is like the first step of your application. It's the first step of your application. So I say treat it as almost as a job interview. If you really want to get into Stanford, for instance, it's like you're applying to a job at Stanford. So if you're coming, how would you come to a job interview? You would come ready, prepared, dress properly, etc. My advice would be to do the same. Now, if you come in your running shoes and because you just came from the gym, I mean, I'm not saying this is going to break your application, but the recruiter would say, oh, she or he could have made a little bit of an effort to come dress a little bit more appropriately.
Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me. I mean, I've always thought that, I mean, at minimum, like, you know, wear like a button-down shirt or a nice blouse and, you know, sort of slacks, not jeans or something. That'd be my advice. I think it is a weekend, so you don't need to necessarily be in a tie. But I think you're right. When I see people show up in jeans and a hoodie, I'm kind of like, have you made any effort at all to sort of present yourself? So I think that's good advice. What are some mistakes that you see applicants making at these events? I mean, you've been at a lot of Access MBA events, and presumably you've also been on the other side of the table at any number of MBA fair type events. So you must have witnessed some kind of doozies. So like any kind of advice or things that you've seen people doing that you would say do not do?
One thing that schools don't like is comparing themselves to other schools. So for example, one thing I would avoid is, I just met with this school. Tell me why you're better than them. Oh, tell me why I should come to you and not to them.
Right.
I think that sometimes people come, and maybe this is things have changed a little bit, but you want to be humble when you go to those events. Those are very good business school with top MBA programs. They have a lot of applications that they have to go through and choose the candidates. It's not a given that you will enter the program. They still make a decision. It's not because you have a 750 GMAT and a 3.9 GPA that automatically you will be accepted. So there is a human factor in the decision-making process of accepting someone into an MBA program. So I think be humble. Don't come across as arrogant. Don't ask the school to compare themselves to the other schools in the room. I think you really try to understand what's special about this one school that you're talking to. They much prefer this approach of tell me what's special about your school, what's unique about your school. So this is one of the mistakes that I see happening. Another one is that people show up to those events really unprepared. Oh, I know nothing. Like, what's the GMAT? I mean, if you want to do an MBA program, at this point, you should know what the GMAT is, in my opinion. I'm not saying you should pass the GMAT already, but at least you should know what the GMAT is about. Or if you go and meet those schools, you should at least know the minimum. So take 5 minutes before you come to the event, read about the schools a little bit, where they're located, what's the class size, which company recruit from that MBA program after, et cetera. Learn a little bit about the curriculum. Because when you have somebody sitting at your table and you're a recruiter and they know nothing about your school, you almost wonder, why is this person in front of me? They know absolutely nothing about my school. So it's a little bit disappointing. So I would say those are the common mistakes that I see. It's people are unprepared and also not always very not always humble when they approach the those tables.
What about using up, like, sometimes there's a line to talk to a school? How do you feel about, you know, kind of this idea of like how much time should you absorb? Because I feel like some candidates monopolize the time of the admissions reps.
So that depends on the format. I mean, at Access MBA, it's a little different because we, you know, we have time slots where the candidates can meet with the with the schools. But I would say there are some open fairs as well where, yes, there is a lineup to go and speak to a school. Absolutely. I think that one of the mistakes also that I've seen in those open fairs is that people don't listen when somebody else is asking a question. So for instance, you have a group of 10 people in front of you, and that happened to me so many times, and somebody will ask a question about McGill and I would answer, and the next person will ask the exact same question. And I would say, but I just answered it. Why didn't you listen? It was the same answer. Like, the answer is not going to be different for you. It's the same answer. So I think that if you're with a group of people, just really listen, because the answer sometimes is the same as the person that was right before you.
Yeah. And I think the reason they're probably, you know, they kind of, everyone wants to get their sort of face time, is my guess. Or that's how they're thinking of it. Like, they want their time in front of you. And so, but yeah, I agree. It's not a good look to ask a question that was just posed. Yeah. Okay. So good advice on mistakes. What should people be doing after a fair? Like, is there any follow-up that's typical? Like, do applicants email the people that they've met? Like, what would you kind of advise there?
I think that once you come home, if there are 2-3 programs that you really liked, you enjoy talking to the recruiter, and you think you're going to apply to, I would definitely email the recruiter. They will be happy to give you their business cards at the event. Send an email. Simple. Hi. Thank you so much for meeting with me at the event. You answered all of my questions. It was great. Thank you very much. Just very, very simple. I think that will definitely help your application if you decide to apply later on. It's always a nice gesture. It will take 1 minute of your time and can make a big difference at the end of the day. I think that even if you got basic information about the program, continue reading about the program, make sure that the program is the right fit. If you're really considering that school, and if they didn't have any alumni present at the event, ask them, ask the school if they can connect to you with an alumni or a current student. A lot of the schools have those ambassadors programs where basically they have students who their role is to speak to prospective applicants. So definitely you want to connect with someone who did the program or is currently doing the program. I think that will also help in your decision-making process.
Makes sense. So since you've been kind enough to come on and you know, share your advice from both sides of the table at these types of MBA recruitment events, I wanted to give you a chance to talk a little bit about Access MBA, because you said something earlier about how you guys don't really run traditional open fairs, you know, that it's more time slots and one-on-one meetings with schools. So can you just elaborate a bit on, like, what is it that you guys do and how are you different from some of the other event operators, and yeah, just any information that you have about how your events work?
So I like to compare sometimes Access MBA, you know, when I speak to people and they tell me, oh, what do you do for a living? And then they ask questions specifically to Access MBA. We're a little bit like a dating site. In a sense that we're trying to put the right person together. The one person will be the business school and the other person will be the candidate. I think that nowadays, you know, there are more than 10,000 MBA programs around the world, and all of them are good. I don't think there's one MBA program that is bad. I just think that, of course, they're the location where you want to study, but it's a lot about the fit. What are you looking for? What are you looking to achieve out of an MBA program? So what we do at Access is that we interview the school on one end and ask the school, tell me a little bit about what type of candidate you'd like to meet. Is there a minimum work experience that you want? Is there a maximum number of years of work experience that you want? We take all this information on the school side. Then we interview the candidates and we ask the candidates, oh, what type of MBA program are you looking for? Are you looking for a full-time, a part-time, an executive? Where do you want to study? Which country? Where do you want to work after graduation? What is your budget? And when we have all this information, we do a match between the school and the candidates. So we make sure that the school will see the right candidate, but we also make sure that the candidate will see the right school. So for instance, what we try to do at Access is that we try to point the candidate in the right direction. If a candidate say, oh, I want to see this specific school, but they don't have the budget for it. Or if the GMAT score is very low for that school, we're trying to tell them, listen, yeah, you can meet with that school, but what about meeting other schools, considering that with your current GMAT score, it will be very hard to get in. So I think most of the time candidates will listen to us because we have the expertise. We've been in this industry for many years. They know that we're here to help them. So what we're trying to do is really to match the best candidate with the best program. And I think that is very different sometimes with just regular open fairs where you can go and speak to all the schools not knowing if you're a good fit or not and not knowing if the school is a good fit for you or not. And this is what we try to do differently at Access.
That makes sense. And you guys do a number of events around the globe. I mean, I know you mentioned you're in Montreal. You have an office there. You have several offices in Europe. There's one in Paris. But so where, like, can you give me just a rough kind of outline of what markets are you guys running events in? And is there like a rough time frame as to like, oh, we tend to be in Europe and North America in this time of year or anything of that nature that you want to share?
Sure. So the MBA admission is cyclical. Usually there's a peak between August and end of November and then from February to April. So we usually run events during those two period. We have a fall tour that usually starts in August and ends in end of November, and then we have a spring tour that starts in February and ends end of April. So we run about 110 events all around the world. We're Access is almost everywhere in Asia, in India, in Latin America, in the US, Canada, Europe. So we're everywhere. We go to the different region for most of them twice a year. There's only a few regions where we go once a year, like Africa, for example, because the markets are a little smaller in terms of numbers. But we try to do to every region once a year. The only thing I would say is that if you're interested in U.S. schools, for example, that as you know, the U.S. schools have an earlier deadline. Most of the time they have rounds of application and they tend to fill up really fast. That's a little bit of a difference between U.S. schools and European schools. So for U.S. schools, if you're interested in U.S. schools, I would say try to apply as early as possible. So just to give you an example, at Access, we created a special tour for U.S. schools to travel to Europe. So we do four events in Europe at the end of June. So that seems a little early for some of them. But when you consider that the first deadline, the first round for U.S. schools is at the end of October, it's not that early because it takes about a month and a half to 2 months, in my opinion, to put together a good application. And that considering that you already have your GMAT score.
Yeah. And actually, there are even deadlines now. I mean, this is a newer thing, but some of the U.S. schools have deadlines in September. So you're absolutely right. You know, getting if you're in Europe and you want to meet with American schools, doing so in June makes a lot of sense because it gives you time to prepare, like you're saying. Any idea how many, like maybe you don't know this off the top of your head, but how many events do you guys do a year?
We do about 110, I would say, MBA. Okay. We also have Access Masters. We run about 50 events a year, but this is specific for a master's candidate. But in terms of MBA, we run 110 events. We're growing every year as we are exploring more and more markets. I think that there is a demand. There is a demand from the candidates. There is a demand from the schools. Yes, this is a virtual world now where you can do everything online. But I think that's still the human contact is extremely important. I don't know if I would definitely not spend €100,000 or $100,000 just online. I think I would need to speak to someone before I go and spend. I think doing an MBA is one of the biggest expenses you will make in your life after buying a house, most probably. So you want to make sure you're making the right decision. And I think that the human contact, being able to speak to someone, makes still a difference. So yes, you can get the basic information, et cetera, online. That's great. But I think that before you make your final decision on doing or not doing an MBA or which school to go to, I think attending one of those events will be extremely, extremely important.
Okay. Yeah. So lots of good advice for people who are thinking of going to an event in terms of, you know, from what to wear to what to say or not say. I guess the last thing I wanted to ask is, I know you guys, it sounds like you're doing events this winter. And so are there some dates coming up that you wanted to share with our listeners in case they happen to be in a market that you're going to be traveling to?
So yes, we are. We have a tour of Latin America starting actually this Saturday in Mexico City, and we'll be going to Colombia, Peru, Chile, and Brazil, São Paulo. Then we'll have a big tour of North America. So if you know, if you're located in New York, LA, San Francisco, or Miami, definitely you can come and join our events. We'll have a tour of Canada also, in the major cities in Canada. So definitely, you can, all of our events are listed on our website at accessmba.com. So you'll be able to see, where we're going, but, so the Latin America, Asia, Southeast Asia, Middle East, North America, those are our upcoming tours for this spring.
Got it. Yeah. So it sounds like you're really all over the world, which is great. Thank you so much for just making time to talk about this. It's always good to get a voice from the front line, someone who's been in admissions, someone who's been organizing events like this, and yeah, can really help our listeners to sort of better understand and navigate the landscape. So Jonathan, thank you so much for taking part, and hopefully we can have you back on at some point in the future. Thanks again.
With pleasure. Thank you, Graham, for this opportunity. And I hope I've helped some candidates.
Oh, no, absolutely. And yeah, so thank you so much. And listeners, stay tuned. We have more great podcasts coming, including Wiretaps episodes and more Admissions Director Q&As. So thanks again, Jonathan, and we'll see everyone real soon.